אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם בעמוד 442.
We are reading in Kabbalah for the students. Introduction to Talmud, the Book of Zohar. We're in item 35 on page 127.
והרצון לקבל שבו שולט בכל פרט ופרט מהפרטים שלו. כי כל פרט יש לו תנועה פרטית לעצמו שמתפשט לאורכו.
In phase 1, the will to receive called still, which is the initial manifestation of the will to receive in the corporeal world, there is but a collective force of movement for the whole of the still category, but no motion is apparent.
The difference is, there's a great difference in the scrutiny that man goes through, that he rises from the still to the vegetative. In the still degree, doesn't know what he's doing, if anything, the still of the still. Then also in the still, there's also four stages. There's the, when he reaches the speaking of the still level, then he feels and understands and agrees that his whole work is, his whole subduing is, he's actually trying to understand, to attain how the Creator is working in him and acknowledge it and be similar to it with all his heart. It's not a simple degree if we're already talking about a man that can, that is drawn to knowing his situation, knowing his state, meaning I don't feel, I don't understand, I don't know, I don't attain, but I want to be in it.
אני רוצה להרגיש,
I want to feel, in the speaking of still, let's say, it's in a really general way, not nothing accurate, how the Creator works in every cell, in every desire, in every thought, and controls me. I want to feel myself as clothing on him, that he's in me, and he's constantly governing me, and I have no objection and no rejection, and I'm in complete agreeance with it, of being a slave. Exactly like that. And through that, keep developing. Those are the forms that we reach in the development as a fetus. But the vegetative, it's something that already starts getting a personality, that starts getting awareness, starts, he has a rejection, I do want to, does it want to, according to time, place, fulfillment, everything. And then, I must bring himself to an agreeance, and that's always against his nature. Then he can start building himself towards being man, being Adam. But on the path, it's not the complete form yet, so it's still called vegetative. Or in our state, it's katnut. That's it. Read.
We're on the on 128, item 36, where it says waste. However, the sensation of freedom and individuality is still absent of them. 37. Atop that comes the animate category, which is phase 3 of the will to receive. Its measure is already completed to a great extent, for this will to receive already generates in each item a sensation of freedom and individuality, which is the life that is unique to each item separately. Yet they still lack the sensation of others, meaning they have no preparation to participate in others' pains or their joys, etc. Item 38. Above all comes the human species, which is phase 4 of the will to receive. It is the complete and final measure, and its will to receive includes the sensation of others as well. And if you wish to know the precise difference between phase 3 of the will to receive, which is in the animate, and the fourth phase of the will to receive in man, I shall tell you that it is as the worth of a single creature compared to the whole of reality. This is because the will to receive in the animate, which lacks the sensation of others, can only generate needs and desires to the extent that they are imprinted in that creature alone. But man, who can feel others too, becomes needy of everything that others have too, and is thus filled with envy to acquire everything that others have. When he has 100, he wants 200. And so his needs forever multiply until he wishes to devour all that there is in the whole world.
Meaning the level of speaking is very different than all the other degrees before it, that man that is in that degree, he can make his desire bigger on account of the others. And on the previous degrees, he just works from his nature. He just develops his own nature more and more, but in an individual way, alone. Him as himself. Still vegetative, inanimate. When you reach the speaking level, he starts growing above all the other degrees that he got from nature. Meaning now he has some kind of excellence, some kind of opportunity to constantly acquire desires from outside of him. And that's why those desires that he gets from outside and flips them over from receiving to bestowing, they are called the degree of man. That's why this degree is not seen in this world. Doesn't seem to be different than the animate, because it's not in my body, the level of speaking, the degree of speaking. In my body is the animate degree, an animal, a beast. But if I acquire desires, deficiencies, other ones from the society, and I fulfill them in a way of bestowal towards the society, then that measure that I've acquired from them, desires, lusts, thoughts, I have grown from them, and I've turned it over to bestow, and that I am similar to the Creator. The ability to absorb desires from society is the same ability to be able to turn them into, in order to bestow. If I'm speaking on the spiritual level, on the corporeal level, we can, you know, just get things from one another, but we're not even talking about it. It's little desires that only bring us corruption and shattering and crisis like we have now. Yes.
He writes here that each of the degrees of the desire, he starts and he says that it's added upon it. It comes out like in man there are all these degrees, still vegetative, animate, and speaking. What is that factor in a person that points on where he is now or what's important in him. I had this picture of a certain scale, but on the scale there also has to be like, now I'm at the degree of still or the degree of animate. What is that extra factor which is beyond these factors that says actually what the state now is in a person, of a group, of the desire?
So how does someone measure himself on the ladder of the degrees? According to his vessels. According to the lights that enter his vessels. By the way, he's going to talk about it in a second. The nefesh, ruach the nefesh, and so on.
Let's say the light is in absolute rest and there's in me still vegetative animate and speaking. Let's say right now I am in a discernment, a certain discernment. Who is that me that is in that place? If the light's in me and the light is constant, there are many questions that can be brought out from this. We even say when you talk about evolution, you say there are 4 degrees. It's not like one development of the other, rather it's the order of coming out of the degrees. It still came out, then vegetative came out, then animate, then man. But they're not development. So how can we say now that we can develop and move from degree to degree?
Because that's from below to above, on account of the others. I said, not like in this world that we get things from each other, like we say, make a living off each other. But what I acquire from the others in my spiritual ascent, I acquire that against my ego. I don't even want to connect to the others. I don't want to see them. I overcome myself. I integrate with their desires. I take their desires. I supposedly buy them. In order to invite upon them, like the upper one to the lower one, to invite man and mud, and receive for him and pass it on to him. By that, I develop. My development. My development is only. Only by that I become an upper one towards a lower one. That's my development.
How does that happen? I didn't see an example that a cow becomes a human or a rock that all of a sudden leaves come out from it.
Right.
How can I see a man who's alive that is breathing here and or sitting here and he's not in the most thing? He becomes a man plus something. That's plus an upper degree, a person plus one. What is that plus one?
You have a man that was just a guy. Then he went to college. Then he was became an engineer, then a scientist, then some kind of, I don't know, some very high, something very high position. What's the difference when you look at his body? No, he becomes older. What does he have? He had hair and now he's bald. He had a healthy body, now he's old and weak. So what did he get? We can't see what the addition on the level of man, because he acquires it on the count of the others. That's why it's disappeared in our world. There's no difference in our world between man and beast. Yesterday I saw a duck also walking on two legs, and his head was even higher. He was looking satisfied. Where is man? Man is an internal degree. Yes.
When we come to the degree of speaking, we said that we start to feel the other outside us.
Against our desire. In rejection. You have to love your friend. Okay, love him. Let's see.
I don't feel him now.
You don't feel him. You have to overcome your ego to start serving him, to maybe do all kinds of actions. You'll start feeling him. Then, from feeling him, you'll already acquire his desire. He's going to be the lower one, and you're going to be the upper one. And then you'll be able to develop, you'll be able to pass light on to him, to absorb his desire first, then pass the light on to him. Fulfillment.
No.
When I reach the degree of speaking in spirituality, I already automatically feel the other outside of me. I become in a nature that feels him.
Where is it automatic?
When you come to spirituality, don't you feel the other?
I don't know what it means, come to spirituality. When you resist, when you restrict, when you overcome yourself, that means you enter the spiritual world. Then you make even more efforts to feel the others. And in the measure that you integrate with their desire, with, and his desire becomes strong enough that you can raise it up as man, that also has to be some kind of limit, some kind of measure to be able to do it. And then you raise that man. Here, this is the man you raise.
So I want to test that when you come to this state, what kind of frustration happens? There's like a mother that discovers that instead of having one child that she could provide beautifully and all that, that now she has many children and she can't give him all that she can.
I don't know. I don't want these examples. What do we need this for? Come on. Let's not speak. If it's a general thing, no. Don't be sorry. As much as you get, you'll be able to get. Yes.
Menashe from Netanya is asking, why does Bala Sulam write at the end of 38 to swallow, to devour, until he wants to devour all the entities, all of reality?
Bala Sulam gives us an example from the regular person in this world, not regular, as much as our ego can reach, that we really want to devour everything.
Because he says that we learned that the degree of Adam is love for others.
A degree is different. He's talking about man in our world. What don't you understand here? What, you can't read what he says? He's explaining in our world, and we're talking in the still vegetative, animate and speaking, but in the development from below to above. More? When you just look at nature, that's the still, then it develops to the vegetative animals speaking. The desire to receive in each one is bigger than before. And in what? And it's not just bigger, it's also bigger in quality. That's mainly what we're looking at here, in quality. So the quality of the vegetative, that it can absorb things, it already develops. The animal is already independent from his environment. The speaker is supposedly free from the Creator, is independent from the Creator, supposedly. Bensi.
According to the diagram, a person actually becomes a passage place, a degree of passage.
The man is the adapter, the middleman between the Creator and the creations. That's why Adam is called Israel, Yeshar Kel, Israel, straight to the Creator, because only that masach, that screen, that you can organize there for the entire humanity, that is called Adam. That is called you. That aviyut. You take the aviyut from them, the lights from the Creator, and you have to organize that masach towards them. That's actually the inclination of every upper partsuf, just to be a passage, an adapter. So in that passage, you have nothing but the adapter. That's your work, that's your role, that's your destiny, that's what you have to do. Everyone with a point in the heart. The other ones, I don't know. That's what we're learning how to do. Yes.
So, upon what ego do we need to overcome? So what ego do we need to overcome? What bothers us?
On our disturbances to treat the whole world in order to make the Creator content. The Creator wanted to give them the Torah, but He gave it to us as a passage, as an adapter. We have to do that. So the vessels are in the nations, the lights are up there, and we have to connect the two. So who are we? We're the upper partsuf that adapts between the two, or you can say Masach and Ol Chozer, returning light. What do they demand from us? Just exertion, just to exert. That's it. Exertion on what? Our desire that we have is small, according to the desire of the nations. That's why it says you are the least of the nations, you know, just a few million. From the side of the desire to receive, that air of youth is only on the level of Bina, after the shattering, integration. But after the scrutiny, we are Bina, and our whole destiny is to serve the Malchut, the entire vessels, the entire nations, to build to make out of them the third temple. The third temple meaning all the desires, all the lusts, all the spiritual ones that will appear in them, we will have to fulfill them.
So why do I feel it upon my experience?
That's why it says, wisdom in the goyim, in the nations, you believe them, that their vessels have to receive the light of Chochmah. And Torah in the nations don't believe it. Why? Because Torah exists only in Israel to bring the reforming light, to correct themselves, and to do all the calculations on the Masach, and bring them, the nations, bring them the Chochmah, the light of Chochmah. That is called believe the Chochmah in the nations, but the Torah in the nations don't believe it, because Torah must be in you, in your adapter, in the system that you're building. But the vessels are them. In them, the Chochmah has to be revealed.
No.
Yeah?
Can you talk a little bit more about this this difficulty? Because it sounds like something easy. Tell them this and that.
To who? To what?
To make this passage.
You tell your friends. Tell them that they have to be a passage. What do you want from me?
I'm saying that the act of passage doesn't seem too complicated. It says, do this and this and pass it on to them, like some kind of a messenger. Why is this action like a middleman, or what's the difficulty here?
What we have just prepared ourselves, we have been preparing for that we first disconnected from these vessels of the Achab. We have went out of Babel, of Babylon. In that exit, we have first corrected our Galgalta and Enayim, that we ourselves are all Galgalta and Enayim. So we corrected it. First of all, that is called the fathers. And afterwards, we have corrected our Achab. You see what I'm doing? The Sachap we have corrected. That is through all the exiles, especially the exile into Egypt. We corrected it. Now we have a Kli. slowly. Then we reach the state that we ourselves. This is Agal Galta Enayim and Achap of our own, alone. This is the Galgalta Enayim. And this is Achap. Heirs of Bina. Then we built it, and we were shattered. We built it as we were leaving Egypt and conquered Israel. We built the temple, that's it. This is the level of Avot, and this is Banim. We did it. And we were shattered, the first temple, first cascading of the levels, the lights, and the world of Nikudim, the vessel was shattered. After the vessel was shattered, all of this Kli, this entire yellow Kli here, what I'm doing now, here, I'm putting it in yellow clothing. This whole Kli dropped. Where did it drop? Into the nations. Dropped. And now we have to correct. Our correction isn't like before. First of all, we didn't have a shattering. Now, we have to extract our vessels from the nations. When we extract them from there, we're already doing a great job. Except for that, a lot of the nations are joining. And later on, when we are integrated, first, we have to restore ourselves. This part, this entire yellow part, we have to return to it. And afterwards, we have to start working with the nations to correct them. Because we're already in some connection with them. When we start to correct, when you start to connect yourself, you're already correcting the nations that were in adhesion with you when you were in the exile. So now you're not building yourself as you were before, because now you are already raising yourselves from all the connections between them. You're already correcting yourself and them in much greater degrees. But after ascending Israel, so right away, the rest of the nations will cling on to them, and Israel has something to demand for. Then there is an Achap that you can work on. Before that, there wasn't any Achap. Achap of Bina? Achap of Bina, what does it have? It's a, you know, it's a womb that a baby girl has, that it will develop to be a womb. It's like a little pear. As opposed to later on, what gets some volume if there's a baby inside. It's exactly like that. Like a little pear. Tiny pear. That's its shape, and that's its size. It just shows what vessel we're talking about. You're going to continue?
Item 39. Now we have shown that the Creator's desired goal for the creation He had created is to bestow upon His creatures so they would know His truthfulness and greatness and receive all the delight and pleasure He had prepared for them. In the measure described in the verse, Ephraim, my darling son, is he joy of his parents. Thus, you clearly find that this purpose does not apply to the still and the great spheres, such as the earth, the moon, or the sun, however luminous they may be, and not to the vegetative or the animate, for they lack the sensation of others, even from among their own species. Therefore, how can the sensation of the godly and his bestowal apply to them? Humankind alone, having been prepared with the sensation of others of the same species, more similar to them, after delving in the Torah and mitzvot, when they invert their will to receive to a will to bestow, and come to equivalence of form with his Maker, they receive all the degrees that have been prepared for them in the upper world, called Naran Chai. By that they become qualified to receive the purpose of the thought of creation. After all, the purpose of the creation of all the worlds was for man alone.
Questions? None. Good. That's great. We're all happy. Everybody's happy with themselves. Yes.
This shattering that we experience, is it a shattering that we're supposed to feel it right now on our path, in our state?
Well, what shattering?
After we feel the light for the first time, as we described throughout the lesson from the beginning. Is it something historical, or is it something that every creature needs to feel?
Now we're in shattering. You don't see in the world you're in, you don't see a shattering?
We see shattering, but at the moment the creature is developing, and the order of his development. Does he need to feel that place again within him? We feel it as roots thus far.
What roots? I don't understand. Now I feel shattering. What roots? I see that everywhere things are developing for the bad and just becoming worse and worse. Yeah.
That's even before we reached attainment.
But that's what we attain. What attainment are you talking about?
Simply what we see in our world, that everything is egotistical, and there is
us here. So we slowly attain the shattering. What else? We slowly attain the shattering.
That's what I asked. So the moment we feel the light for the first time, do we necessarily experience the shattering? In the order of development.
In the order of development, when we attain the light, we attain the shattering. Of course, but we already attained shattering today from outside. You are asking if Kabbalists, when they develop internally, they also would attain the shattering from above to below. We'll reach this in a second. Come on, I don't really understand you guys. I don't know. Yes, Ivan.
During this reviving of the whole thing, this is what we're doing in the diagram. We're basically doing this, bringing back this, the old. How do we do that? Do we do it out of acquiring desires from others, or through the request for them?
The restoring we do, we discover the shattering, we see the evil, we feel it, we have no choice. So we start correcting, and we do it through awareness and through understanding, and through the faith in what the Kabbalists wrote us, and the rest of the world, from they don't have a choice, they reach correction, and they want to run away from the evil, they don't know how to, so they'll, at one point, listen to us.
I'm asking about our work now. We have to feel the other in resistance.
In resistance, I don't want to feel him, but if I overcome myself, I start feeling what's in the heart of my friend. Read, I see that number 40, and I know that it is completely unaccepted in the eyes of some philosophers. They cannot agree that man, which they think of as low and worthless, is the center of the magnificent creation. But they are like a worm that is born inside of a radish. It lives there and thinks that the world of the Creator is as bitter, as dark, and as small as the radish it was born in. But as soon as it breaks the shell of the radish and peeps out, it claims in bewilderment, "I thought the whole world was the size of the radish I was born in, and now I see a grand, beautiful, and wondrous world before me." So too are those who are immersed in the klipa of the will to receive they were born with, and did not try to take the unique spice, which are the practical Torah mitzvot, which can break this hard klipa and turn it into a desire to bestow contentment upon the Maker. It is certain that they must determine their worthlessness and emptiness as they truly are, and cannot comprehend that this magnificent reality had been created only for them. Indeed, had they delved in the Torah and Mitzvot to bestow contentment upon their Maker with all the required purity, and would try to break the klipa of the will to receive they were born in and assume the desire to bestow, their eyes would immediately open to see and attain for themselves all the degrees of wisdom, intelligence, and clear mind that have been prepared for them in the spiritual worlds. Then they would themselves say that our sages said, "What does a good guest say? Everything the host has done, they had done for me alone."
Shield.
Questions?
No. Let's say somebody by mistake opens, turns on channel 66 and hears that inanimate doesn't feel the others. How do you explain it to him?
He's asking about his dog.
Yeah.
He sees that his dog feels him very good, right?
You know, you can put him 100 kilometers from his home and dogs can find him. They're so tied to their owner, they can find a way to reach, come back to their owner.
That's not the others. The other means above my ego, against my ego. In the opposite of what I naturally would want. This is called the feeling of the other. The other is called that he is foreign to me. He is hated. He is repelled, rejected from me naturally. And I do actions, very unique, special actions in order to subjugate myself and to start feeling him as close, as necessary, as important, until I start to feel him. I don't repel him. Rather, in rejection, you can't feel a lot. These are forces of hatred. There are other calculations. It's like politicians. Rather, I need to change my attitude to them as the most closest. And then in this way, what I acquire compared to him is that I am with him at the degree of speaking. Otherwise, no. If you ask us, you ask me, we are not even dogs. Maybe Kalvid and Chatzitzim, I'm not sure exactly what it is, some sort of lower dog, but not that. We're not animals. We don't feel each other. Moti? I want to ask about the radish we just read about. I don't remember that in conversations we had outside that we ever talked about something about this world, that you ever saw someone that comes back from there. They always say that that sentence. Did anyone, from what? From that other dimension, from that other reality. What other reality? The spirituality, the next world, whatever we call it. Where do you have the next world? We're talking about it. The whole world's talking about it. Oh, they're talking, let them talk. So they ask the question. People come, they say, oh, I see that I'm really being efforting and trying to convince the people like there's something beyond the radish, outside the radish. Why outside the radish? This is as to the sensation, but truly there isn't. There isn't. What you see, this whole universe, other than it, there is nothing. Everything is in this universe, in that same field of your sensation. As the deeper you go in it, you will feel. You will feel, how should I say? You will feel the higher, upper reality in the connection between people, in the connection between you and the group. Where do we come back to? Where are we going to? When a beast dies, what remains from it? Nothing. Open the grave and you'll see what remains. Bones. Until they too go. Then everything goes back to dust. To breakdown. The breakdown to the elements. Just as we learned, still vegetative, animate speaking. And then from the degree of speaking, it returns to inanimate. Well, what are you asking about that?
So what does Baal HaSulam want to say?
That if you attain from the point that you have, from the Reshimo, only from the Reshimo, if you develop that Reshimo, then instead of Reshimo, it turns into a partsuf, and this partsuf already has an existence on its own. It doesn't have anything to do with the beast, with the animal. But this is under the condition that you acquire a partsuf. If you didn't acquire a partsuf, you remain with the reshimo. You are the reshimo. You're not the body. You're not this body. This body, in a few years, you can replace all its parts. Sof, hands, feet, you can replace everything. Body is nothing. The heart, the brain, no problem. But the Adam, the human that's in each of us, is called that reshimo. It's eternal. But from the reshimo we need at the time that we're inside this animalistic body, the degree of animal of this world, we need from the reshimo to develop the partsuf, the soul. Then it remains. If not, the way you came in, that's how you're going to leave, with the reshimo alone.
And what happens to the radish in the end? It disappears?
The radish is only towards us it exists. Like we learn about the photographic instrument. There is nothing else than that. Do you want to ask about that, Amika? You too are thinking about the soul? About the diagram, you think. Okay.
According to the diagram, the bestow, well, let's call it to the nations, you can say that they bestow a deficiency in order to get fulfillment. And if there wasn't the achap of Israel, so it would be to bestow in order to receive. That's the role of Israel, to flip over their...
The role of Israel is to take from the nations of the world their deficiencies, and upon that deficiency, to raise it to the Creator, to prepare this whole dish for him, this divinity. And this is from all the forms of desires of the nations of the world. They're more ready or less ready. It doesn't matter. As long as they are feeling that it comes from above through us, and they will be able to adhere to us and thus to receive the fulfillment. This is how we bring him contentment. The Creator went, first of all, to the nations of the world to give them to the Torah, because they are the vessels of reception. Torah in the nations believe, because you are only the Torah. Torah is the means for correction of those vessels of the nations of the world. Understand how connected it is. And we're talking, I don't want to disseminate, I don't want to publicize, I don't want this. There are those that resist, that are negating dissemination or against it. Look what nonsense is, what stupidity it is. As if they understand, I'm not even talking about the belief in me, that they're called students.
Ken.
Yes.
No, Mayer, Mayer.
Well, quickly.
I wanted to ask about that the person with the dog that's watching us. I want to talk about the means that Baal HaSulam is writing here, that Torah and mitzvot. How to explain this?
I don't know what you're talking about. I see those guys that I go, let's now for a walk. I see them walking. See, walks like a dog. The dog stops. He stops too. He's like that. He's walking behind the dog. What do you want? He loves him very much.
Yeah.
Well.
Now we're speaking about the opportunity that man can go out to a bigger, wide world. And the means to do that, Baal HaSulam says, is actual Torah and mitzvot.
Yes. Corrections. What's Torah? Torah is this whole system that is now being revealed. What is being revealed now? In the whole world, that we're all connected in a net and we cannot escape it? This net is called Torah. The connection between people is called Torah. In short, only it exists in all the degrees. Until the connection as one man in one heart, everyone. It is all called Torah. The Kli and the light that's in it is called the Torah of light, or the general light in it is called the Creator. There's no more than that. What do you want? Other than what I drew here, that it's up here, it's called Israel. And down here, it's called the nations of the world. Other than that, there is no more. And like this, together, it's called Babylon, Babel. When we correct ourselves, only our achap, it's called Mitzrayim, Egypt. When we truly go out here, it's called exile. The fourth exile, the last exile. That's it? Yes.
What are the actual mitzvot that he says that with them you can exit?
The practical mitzvot? A person, the light, the Creator are one. The correction of changing his reception into bestowal and relation between us and to the Creator. And with this, we will finish.
A few announcements for the end. The Kabbalah College invites you to an introductory lesson. The lesson will be today at 6:30 in Petach Tikva. And the entrance is free. Good day, everybody.
הסתיו שלך זו השלכת שלי האביב שלך זו הפריחה שלי מלחמה שלך זו מלחמה שלי השמחה שלך זה האושר שבי הלילה שלך הוא הלילה שלי ירח מלא גם לך ולי האמת שבך זו האמת שבי הלבן שלך הוא הזכות שלי כולנו יחד באותה סירה זה אני ואתה בטוב וברע רק ביחד רק ביחד נגיע כולנו יחד באותה סירה זה אני ואתה בטוב וברע רק ביחד השם שלך זה המים שלי הבית שלך זה העוגן שלי האהבה שבך נמצאת גם בי הכאב שלך הוא הסבל שלי האושר שלך זה השמחה שבי הפחד שלך זה הרעד שלי העולם שלך הוא הכל בשבילי כולנו יחד באותה סירה זה אני ואתה בטוב וברע רק ביחד רק ביחד נגיע כולנו יחד באותה סירה זה אני ואתה בטוב וברע